Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australian officials say they have disrupted an elaborate terrorist plot that was aimed at bringing down an airplane. Police have arrested four people in raids in Sydney. Additional security has been put in place at all major airports. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke to reporters.
The police and security agencies have moved very swiftly, as has the government, and I want to thank them for their remarkable work today and last night and every day, keeping us safe.
Turnbull also said that Australia faces a range of terrorist threats, from so-called lone actors to those more complex coplots. He said the current threat appears to be more elaborate conspiracy. Officials have not said if the plot appears to involve international terror groups. U.S. military has strongly countered Iran's claim a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. A U.S. Navy spokesman did say that while conducting a routine patrol in the international airspace of the Arabian Gulf, a U.S. Navy helicopter observed several Islamic Revolutionary Guards naval vessels approaching U.S. naval vessels at a rate of high speed, and that the helicopter had buzzed those vessels, the Iranian vessels halting their approach. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claiming his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States. This follows a test launch on Friday by Pyongyang. China has condemned the test, while Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. vowed to work together on a new U.N. Security Council measure aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. This is VOA News.